GitHub's Cascade failure reveals the cost of platform concentration. GitHub's August 17th outage generated 608 comments on Hacker News, one of the highest engagement figures the community has produced this quarter, and the volume reflected something beyond ordinary frustration. Engineers were collectively processing what it means when a single platform sits at the center of the global software supply chain and goes dark simultaneously for millions of users. GitHub titled its postmortem the August 17 outage and the work ahead, an unusually candid framing that the HN community read as a structural admission rather than a routine retrospective. The work ahead language signals that the company recognizes systemic problems, not a one-off anomaly. Developers in the comment thread reported CI/CD pipelines dead for hours, blocked deployments, and pull requests that could not be merged at critical moments, cascading failures that dwarf what any uptime percentage conveys. The outage exposed a risk profile that has transformed since Microsoft acquired GitHub for $7.5 billion in 2018. GitHub is no longer primarily a repository host. It now provides actions for continuous integration, pages for documentation, packages for artifact storage, and Copilot for AI assistance. A single authentication or availability failure now strikes all of those simultaneously. The companies affected are not just startups, they include banks, healthcare systems, and defense contractors, making outages enterprise-class incidents. One particularly sharp comment noted that GitHub's own status page was delayed during the incident, meaning the primary communication channel for outage updates shared failure domains with the system it was supposed to be reporting on. The HN community also debated self-hosted alternatives such as Gaidia, Forjijo, and GitLab, but the consensus counterargument held firm. Most organizations use GitHub not for cost savings, but for network effects and ecosystem integrations that cannot be replicated by spinning up a private instance. Retrofitting fault isolation into a system that grew organically over 15 years, while keeping it live for millions of users, is the work ahead GitHub now has to deliver on.